should just wear this from the get-go. Good morning, church. And good morning to you, Lord. And by the way, Happy New Year. In my mind, I've already wished you a Happy New Year at the beginning of Advent, but it would be trite for me to disregard the calendar New Year, as it is the instrument by which we mark time. No one writes on their first check, Advent 2023. So what's in a name? Well, it's the primary identifier of who we are. It's the first thing people ask about, what's your name? Or it's the first thing we offer, my name is, when we meet someone. Now, I have a confession. I've never particularly liked my name. It's a perfectly good name, so I'm not sure why I don't care for it. And I can't really say as I could have thought of another name that I'd like to be called, so we'll just leave it at that. I've never felt like a Barbara Ann. Just not sure, again, why, but I don't know. It just doesn't, in my mind, what Barbara Ann is isn't. Anyway, you get the point. I especially disliked it when someone came up to me and said, "Hey, Barbie, how's Ken?" That was one of my favorite things. My father wanted to name me Abigail, and I'm not sure that would have been much better. But he liked the name, and so he later named an old English sheepdog, Abigail. So he was happy. My grandmother's name was Edna. And in a moment of wisdom, I decided not to name my daughter after her, which she is very thankful for, but rather to name her after the mother of my high school best friend, whose name was Gracia. Today we celebrate the festival of the name of Jesus. Mary and Joseph took him to be named on the eighth day after his birth in accordance with the law. They were obedient. They were also obedient to the words of the angel who said that his name should be Jesus. In Hebrew, his name, Yeshua, translates to English as Joshua. Our reading today revisits the story of the shepherds making the naming of Jesus contextual in time. It was 8 days, it feels like forever ago, but 8 days ago that the heavenly chorus called the shepherds to travel to Bethlehem. Now, much of what we read today will sound familiar because we just read it. And that's okay. This reading, this story, merits rereading over and over again to remind us of the coming together of heaven and earth as Jesus enters the world, Son of God and Son of Man. Jesus named and circumcised in accordance with Jewish law. And this act is an act of commitment by Mary and Joseph to be obedient to the call of their Jewish heritage. And this act also shows that they were obedient to the promise of hope proclaimed by the angel, that this child Jesus would bring into the world. Mary and Joseph's obedience to the law links Jesus with the covenant of Abraham. By naming Jesus, they are also obedient to the message of the angel Gabriel. Yahweh saves. That's what Jesus means. Yahweh saves. There are many names for Jesus. His name is holy for sure. His name tells the world that God sent him. And his name bears a promise, the promise of salvation. God saves, Yahweh saves. As we read this passage of Luke that tells the story of Jesus coming into the world, we can learn a whole lot about our Lord. Gabriel lets us know that Jesus is divine, a king in every way, a king of glory, without the political nonsense. Joseph is of the house of David, and the city of David is Bethlehem. And through his adoption of his earthly father, the prophecy is fulfilled that the Messiah will come from David's lineage. A baby in a manger? Who ever heard of such a thing? The shepherds did. Where in our world are the unusual places, in what mangers in our world have you seen, have you found that baby Jesus? Where in the world, in those unexpected places, in those mangers, have you been visited by Jesus? So we hear Jesus called by so many names, and each one of them describes a little bit about who he is. And it also offers an insight into the vast nature of who he is. Son of the Most High, Son of God, Savior, Messiah, Lord, Light of the World, the Alpha and the Omega, Emmanuel, Bread of Life. I was amazed when I just took it upon myself to look up online to see how many names there are to describe who Jesus is. Some said there were as few as 70, or as many as 200 or 300. Son of Man, Messiah, the way, the truth, the life. All of these things give us insight into who Jesus was. Rabbi, teacher, author of salvation, and Lord of all, King of kings. The shepherds, they had no idea. They went in search of this miraculous child because angels told them to. Angels told them to? See, we know the rest of the story. We know who that baby was and why the shepherds had to seek him out. We know who that baby was and why it was so important for them to just entrust, go forward to Bethlehem. Knowing this, perhaps we might be more inclined to be like the shepherds and to trust what the angels had to say, what they have to say to us. Might have the courage, might be willing. I often wish that I had the courage that the shepherds had to believe in and trust the voice of angels to leave everything behind, to travel to see this amazing child. To take a risk, to proclaim the good news that goes against all the worldly definitions of sanity. But the shepherds didn't miss a beat. They hastened. They knew. We hesitate and we wonder, is it really true? But today I invite you to be a shepherd, to hear the good news and go into the world praising and glorifying God. As disciples, we are called to proclaim the name of Jesus. Let us be like the shepherds. Let us take this good news into the world, a world that so desperately needs it. And let us proclaim the name of Jesus to all who we meet. Amen. Please stand and say together with me the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in